Well, we got an interesting one for you. We're going to be diving into authenticity. Now, the crazy thing about this is I have done more research on this topic than any topic that I've covered so far. So much so that we're going to actually need to split this episode into two separate episodes because I'm going to have a special guest join me for the second part. But to begin, we're gonna tackle authenticity and the different parts about it. And then I'm gonna bring one of my really good friends in, Fion Ng, who's in a career that almost demands a certain type of persona, demands a certain type of image, and she's breaking all of the rules. And if you want to get startup lingo in here, she's disrupting the industry, and I absolutely love her for it. So I hope you enjoy. So the thing that kind of sparked this entire conversation for me was a TED Talk. Now, the TED Talk was by a drug addict who was homeless and on the verge of death. Eventually, he cleaned up, got a job, ended up starting his own company, and in 2010, Michael Brody Waite left a Fortune 50 company at the height of recession and co-founded and led InQuicker, a healthcare SaaS company, or SaaS company, that allows patients to self-schedule appointments. His leadership grew the organization from 2 employees to 50 employees and 20,000% revenue growth in less than 6 years. The crazy thing that really stuck out to me was the 3 principles that he learned from his drug addiction program. And those 3 principles were: practice rigorous authenticity, surrender the outcome, and do uncomfortable work. When I first heard these, the first thing that stuck out to me the most, not because it was the first thing he said, was practicing rigorous authenticity. Because every day we struggle, and some people even find it difficult to grasp the concept of authenticity, because we constantly fight with ourselves, which face do I put on right now? What mask am I supposed to wear? Wait, hold on, what situation am I in, and who am I supposed to be right now? The problem there is we have to, quote unquote, act a certain way depending on the situation that we're in, whether we're with our parents, at work, maybe we're with our friends, at church, and definitely within society. But that's the thing. It's how we act. So to really understand this, I had to go to the internet. And everything on Facebook is true. So I went onto Facebook and I'm just kidding. No, I was looking through a lot of articles. I really wanted to see what I can find. And I found one really, really good article. And it spoke about the 7 qualities of truly authentic people. The really interesting part about the article was that it actually presented it from the opposite perspective. So it had the 7 qualities of truly inauthentic people. So in no particular order, 1, inauthentic people are self-deceptive and unrealistic in their perceptions of reality. Again, social media. There's a lot of good with social media, and I told you we're going to go into the good of it. It's just not that day. So, unrealistically, we see all of these things on social media and assume that that's how the day goes. That, man, they are always eating out at this restaurant, when the reality is they took like 50, 60, 70 pictures at one restaurant and they're sharing it every, like, 1 picture a week. Yeah. And they have 3 meals a day. But they're not eating that for 3 meals a day. And the problem here is we see it on one of our friends. And we keep scrolling, and we see it again, and again. And then we move over to the Explore tab, and look, what do you know? Now you have a bunch of food bloggers in your Explore tab, and now you're seeing all these good meals. And you decide, you know what, I'm getting off Instagram, I'm gonna go on Facebook. And then we see it there. We're training ourselves to see the world unrealistically, just based on our daily habits. How much time do you spend on Instagram? How much time do you spend on Facebook and social media? And then judging yourself based on what other people are doing. So what's the quality here of truly authentic people? They have realistic perceptions of reality. Because they have realistic perceptions of reality, they're not, and this is the second one, they are not judgmental of other people. Everyone is going through something. They may not wear it on their face, and they're definitely not going to post it on social media. And I'd be lying to you if I told you I didn't judge people every once in a while, because I definitely do. And it's only because I'm people watching and there's nothing better to do. So I make up stories. But at my core, and I think at your core, you're thoughtful. We're thoughtful. Holding the elevator for someone that might be 10, 15, 20 steps behind us, just in case the off chance they're late for a meeting. Getting water for someone because you know they're thirsty. I think most people are thoughtful. At least I'd like to think so. And so because of the self-deception and unrealistic perceptions of reality, and they're constantly judging other people, they may not think things clearly. They may not see things clearly. Because they're basing it off of, well, if I feel this way, then someone else must feel this way, right? Let's move on to the next one. They have a hostile sense of humor. Now, I am incredibly, incredibly sarcastic. And if you know me, then you know that that's true. But I think for the most part, I have a pretty non-hostile sense of humor. You know, the funny thing is, my wife and I, we were watching Aziz Ansari, and he was talking about The Hangover. And in The Hangover, one of the beginning scenes, Ed Helms is in the living room with his wife, and they're talking about him going on this trip and that he doesn't like Vegas and blah, 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 blah. He's lying to his wife. And Bradley Cooper and the other two guys, they pull up in the car outside. And Bradley Cooper says a line that I'm not going to say here because I'm not trying to get banned from Apple or Spotify. And he says a line that if it was said today, would immediately get that movie taken out of theaters. Immediately. And you know the line if you've seen the movie. But I digress. So I don't think I have a hostile sense of humor. And, you know, it goes back to being judgmental of other people. And being thoughtful. If you're thoughtful of other people and you look around the room, you don't know what anyone is going through. So your sense of humor will adjust to that. Let's move on to the next one. Inauthentic people are unable to express their emotions freely and clearly. So authentic people obviously can do the opposite. And that comes from knowing who you are and sticking to who you are. And not constantly shifting and changing masks and, who am I talking to? I need to answer this way because I know that they're going to like this answer as opposed to what I truly feel. But if you stick to what you truly feel, it'll become very easy to express emotions freely and clearly. Another thing about inauthentic people, they're not open to learning from their mistakes. Because again, going back to being self-deceptive and having unrealistic perceptions of reality, they just don't believe that they've made mistakes. When in reality, everyone makes mistakes. We all make mistakes. And so authentic people, they're open to learning from their mistakes because they see it as an opportunity to grow. Another thing about inauthentic people, they do not understand their motivations. Because at the end of the day, with everything else that we've learned about inauthentic people, if they don't understand their motivations, it's because they're constantly trying to figure out who they're trying to please. And they're seeing all of these things that are deceiving themselves about what a realistic perception of reality is. And are people judging me because of what I feel and what I like and what I do? And last but not least, and probably the most important one, inauthentic people look to others for approval and to feel valued. We're going to definitely touch on this topic at some point during this podcast. Not in today's episode, probably not in the next week or so, but this is something I definitely want to dive into. Because authentic people are accepting of themselves and of other people. And they don't look to others for approval and to feel valued. You know, I talked a little bit about my son and social media in the last episode and saying that I didn't want it to dictate his perceived value or his perceived worth. And so authentic people, they look in the mirror, they tell themselves, you are you. And it reminds me of this quote from Oscar Wilde, be yourself, everyone is already taken. I love that quote because it's very direct and to the point. Like, just be you. Who else are you going to be? You don't want to be someone else. And this other quote that says, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. That's from Brené Brown, or I probably said that name wrong, like 100%.
So now that we have the framework of authenticity and what it means to be authentic or inauthentic, let's take it to the next level. Now, based on my form of happiness, relationships are a third of your happiness. And so to really break this down, we have to start at the beginning, starting at the very beginning. So you're with your friends, you guys are hanging out, and suddenly, boom, you spot her. She's standing across the room from you. She's the most beautiful girl you've ever seen in your life. Now you start thinking to yourself, what can I say? How can I initiate the conversation? Nah, don't say that. Come on, you got this. Oh man, you get nervous. You start walking up to her, and then all of a sudden, your palms are sweaty. Your knees weak. Your arms are heavy. There's vomit on your sweater already, and it's mom's spaghetti, and you're nervous. But on the surface, you look calm and ready to drop bombs, but you keep on forgetting what you wrote down. The whole crowd, they go so loud, and we're going to stop this right here.
Now that I got that out of my system, and I'm not gonna promise that that won't happen again, because it very may, might, you know, words. So let's talk about the most important relationship in your life, and that's the relationship with yourself. Because at the end of the day, there is nobody that you will spend more time with in your entire life than yourself. And at work, we have the weekly one-on-one check-in with our lead or our supervisor or our manager. In relationships, we're constantly checking in with our partner, mostly checking in with our friends, at least the ones that we really care about and that we're close with. We're checking in with them pretty often, if not even just once a month. How often do you check in with you? How often do you check in with your feelings? And when you do check in, are you confident with yourself? Are you able to look yourself in the mirror and be like, man, I'm not gay, but if I was, sorry, not politically correct, but you get what I'm saying. Like, if, are you able to look at yourself in the mirror and be in love with that person looking right back at you? Well, let me put it to you this way. Hoping that you've flown before, you'll understand this reference. But before the plane takes off, the flight attendant and the cabin crew talk about safety procedures in case of emergency. Now, at one point, they talk about, in case air masks fall from the sky or fall from the ceiling, what to do in that situation. And the first thing they say is, you need to help yourself before you can help anyone else. And the reason for that is, how will you possibly help other people if you pass out? If you don't have oxygen, how can you possibly help someone else? And the same thing goes with love, right? Like, how can you possibly love someone else if you don't love yourself? Your self-love is your oxygen. It's what keeps you going. And if you are running out of your own oxygen and you don't reach for more oxygen for you, how can you possibly share it with someone else? So if you love who you are and you know who you are, and it takes time to figure it out. Some people figure it out faster than others. But if you love yourself, you go in your room, you close and lock the door, and you love yourself, it'll be easy to be authentic. Because you know who you are, you know what you like, it'll be easy. Now, the next thing and the next step would be relationships with others. So here's the beauty of this, and I compare this to marketing. Now, brands and companies that do the best marketing market for their target customer. They don't spray and pray market. Like, they're not just out there with the machine gun of hope and brrrah, like, let's see who this hits and hopefully, you know, we get them. No, that's a waste of money and that's a waste of resources. And data has proven so recently, or not recently, probably since forever. But, you know, you get it. You got me. So, the beauty of being authentic is you'll naturally attract your tribe, the people that see things the way that you do or admire the things about you. You'll automatically attract them. And so going back to you at the bar or wherever you're at with your friends and you see her from across the room, literally be yourself. Just be you. Because if she's attracted to you, if she or he is attracted to you, and you're authentic, that first conversation is going to feel like you've been friends forever and it was the first time you're seeing each other in years. And that has happened so often for me. Not while I was, I mean, just in general, like, obviously I'm married, so I'm not walking around like, but you know, at work and when I'm meeting new people, and then when I'm phone screening candidates, at work, cause I'm a recruit, do you understand? You get it? Like, that's how it goes. And that's based on experience and having practically a conversation with random strangers every day of my life. And the last thing I'll say before I let you go is when you're being authentic, you have to be consistent. Now, that's going to be tricky and it's going to be difficult because you're going to be in a lot of different situations, and you probably already are in a lot of different situations where you have to act a certain way, because if you acted the way that you are most comfortable, you may no longer have a job. Your current significant other may not like you. You might lose your friends. Like, there's a lot of reasons to act specific ways in specific situations. but be as consistent as possible. Because at the end of the day, it's your happiness that's on the line. So do what you got to do, as long as you're consistent, so that the people around you know what to expect. Be authentic, be kind, and I'll catch you on the next one. I hope you enjoyed that, and there is more to come on this topic. It actually sparked a few more topics in my head that we're definitely going to jump into. But next, coming up, I have my friend Fion Ng coming in, and we're going to be talking a little bit about being authentic at work, no matter the consequences. Keep an eye out for that episode. I will definitely let you know when it's here. But until next time, thank you so much. I appreciate all of you for listening. Have a good one.